not so drastic to hurt. But turn down the volume on Dick and Bert. Fuck Dick and Bert! Fuck Dick and Bert! St. Paul admitting the law and life, and hitting rock bottom, drugs in the equine. Fuck Dick and Bert! Fuck Dick and Bert! Fuck Dick and Bird!
Fuck Dick and Bird!
Fuck!
Welcome to Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. This is your host, Anthony Bariano, joined by the brothers Hazes. As you can see, Mike is very pleased to be with us, and we're off and running. Let's see here. Let's talk about the Minnesota Twins, maybe. Mike, what do you have on just the latest?
Yeah, quick update. Nothing's really changed since the last time we talked. All the chatter on all the forums is you still got some people disappointed that the Twins signed Correa. Majority of fans, though, obviously are as excited as we've been, especially on his contract. I love the comparison of this team to the old team with Morneau and Mauer, the M&M brothers, to we got BC now. If we keep a rise, we've got ABC.
If that's it's, how it, it's a big
that's how it might fall in the lineup.
It would be beautiful. I would enjoy that. Hey, Brad, we can see you. How are you doing, buddy?
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes again, twitching like crazy.
What are you on?
Give me some of that, man. That looks great.
Looks like I'm jerking off.
Okay, let's get on to the Minnesota Vikings.
That's how excited he is about the Correa signing.
I mean, he ought to be. And the resulting press conference. I don't even know if we have to talk about the press conference except for why the hell are we not done with Ed Donatell?
Exactly.
Okay, Brad, go ahead. What do you got to say?
That press conference did nothing. It basically to say that Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Well, I would hope so. I mean,
you set 30 some million dollars on him. I would hope you
35, 36 million. So yeah,
36.25 is cap figure next year.
So, I mean, I don't know what it was. They talked a little bit about, you know, Jeff.
It was a thanks for coming out is what it was.
So, I mean, here's the deal. If it doesn't happen, I mean, next year's already going to be a tough year, in my opinion. I think they should pseudo rebuild. They don't have to do a full on blown rebuild.
At least on the defensive side, they need a rebuild.
Well, the only way they're going to get better. But actually, you know, that's the thing. This Patrick Peterson was the best cornerback we had, but we didn't nearly have one anywhere near the top besides him.
But that's really getting rid of your defensive coordinator, man.
You can't fix that by replacing your defensive coordinator. Well, no.
And I read an article from one guy who said we shouldn't jump to the gun and get rid of him. And he was basically saying, you know, he didn't have the personnel to run his scheme. Well, why do you bring in him at the beginning?
Yeah. Scheme.
Yeah. We've got an old fucking defense. His scheme, we don't have the linebackers to do what he wants us to do. So what?
That defense was playing pretty goddamn well after under the old man, even though he was running his fucking team like a prison camp. This is awesome. We got so much TikTok. I'm going to be doing a lot of editing tonight. But yeah, I agree with you entirely. Actually, Brad, your audio sounds better if you don't use your video. So I just know that, right?
I don't know what the fuck is going on, but anyway.
Yeah. You updated your computer and you're probably not. Yeah. Go ahead.
Donatell doesn't want to go.
We've all agreed that Dalvin Cook is our best trade asset, right?
Yeah, let's get
except him we owe it. That's the thing is like we have so much sunk money into him. It's like you trade him and it doesn't really do any good in terms of the cap.
I think it does. I mean,
it depends on what you get back. Like I'm looking at like Jalen Ramsey,
fifth round pick.
You know, I'm looking for a shutdown corner. The Rams have two of them, and one of them is way too expensive for them. I figured that would be the best thing we could do, and it ends up costing us money.
So my philosophy is on this one, like, trade Dalvin Cook. Madison,
for something. Whatever you can get. First-round pick or a better first-round pick than what you got.
You're not going to get a first-round pick for Dalvin.
Right. We didn't actually run the ball that well this year. We were, sixth worst in the league.
No.
Fifth or sixth-round pick.
I think people recognize him as like a top tier running back. Do they?
100%.
Yeah.
There's teams out there like I would, in my humble opinion, Miami. Miami goes and gives us a second round pick, a third round pick. We only have four picks next year.
That's true.
So that goes into.
Although even Miami didn't struggle running the ball as much as we did.
No, but to add a Dalvin Cook to it, I mean, granted, they got some studs back there, but who knows? They'd like to do some weird-ass trades, so maybe we could do that.
That's because Miami's creative with the run game, and they let their wide receivers run the ball. That's why their yard per carry is so much better than ours.
Maybe the Bills could actually develop a run game. We could give them – they could have the Cook brothers back there.
Oh, God. I would feel bad about giving the Bills any more ammo. Like, boy, oh, boy. They're pretty good at as it is.
That's what I think, is if we can trade some of these players away and possibly get more draft capital.
Yes, something that can.
I mean,
I think Cook, I mean, we have to move on from him just because clearly our record is reflective of having a great offense and our defense was trash all year.
Yeah.
I think ranked 31 in.
And we can do as well in the run game with Alexander Mattison as we can with Dalvin Cook.
Exactly. If we can keep most of the other pieces of the offense, Thielen might be gone as well.
Wouldn't be surprised, but I don't see anybody really taking him. So that would be.
But that goes into my thing too, is these guys, in my opinion, should be cut. And I don't know if we can get anything. I mean, if we could get a fifth or sixth round, seventh round, maybe, I don't know. Kendricks, we can't keep him. We cut
him. He was actually a pretty good interior linebacker last year, according to
Not in this scheme. He's not athletic enough.
It doesn't utilize him enough in the blitz. It doesn't utilize him enough in the blitz. That's the problem. It's the scheme.
So even like he's what, 14, 15 million against the cap. If we cut him, we save, I think, $9.5 million. Same way with like Harrison Smith. We got to cut him. Like,
Jesus, Brad. I mean, Harrison Smith was – I mean, Bynum is a terrible safety, and you're getting rid of, like, the only safety we have better than him. Well, what are you going to put in that spot?
We got Lewis Cine coming back.
What I'm looking at doing, though, is getting rid of these players because our cap space in 2024 right now is projected because we don't have hardly – well, I think we'll have 29 players on the books. Our 2024.
You mean 23. Season is 23. Oh, the Super Bowl would be in 24.
Yes, yes. We're projected right now, if we
kept. I know. Negative $13 million. Yes.
So our projected cap in 2024 right now is $90 million. So if we can pseudo get rid of some of these players and get talented people in here, I mean, we're set up for 2024 where this might just be a bump in the road. Our offense obviously can keep us in games.
Yeah.
So I say be proactive. I mean, Thielen, who knows? Thielen might restructure and play for nothing. You never know.
He doesn't love this team that much. Nobody loves this team that much.
Well, no, in that he's not for what he's already
given. I'm a Lions fan officially. That's how much I love this fucking team.
What he's already given this team, I don't know why he would loop.
No,
give up millions of dollars.
No,
he can come back like
get your payday with the Patriots. You know, Bill Belichick's waiting for you with open arms, and he'll turn you into whatever you were, you know, 2 years ago.
But that's my thing is with even if we lose the talent we're talking about on defense, clearly with Donatel, even having him, we were trash anyway.
Right.
So why not do almost a full rebuild on defense? We spent most of our draft capital last year on defense. Bring a new coordinator in, and if we can bump that from being the 31st worst defense,
they're not even up the coordinator in year one. They're just not going to. They're gonna do everything they can to help him do his job, and that's just hilarious to me because a coach should be doing everything he can to help them do their jobs because that's what a fucking coach does.
No, that's maybe they're gonna get rid of him. Maybe he doesn't want to make a rash decision, but I totally fucking agree.
If you can't adjust to who you got, you ain't a good coach. Plain and simple. You're too fucking old. Get the fuck out of the game. Get somebody else in here who can fucking deal with what he's got. Okay, to the Minnesota Wild. I'm done talking about these.
Hey, wait a second. One more thing. I got a list of free agents on our team.
Okay. We were going to. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Bradbury. Do we bring Bradbury back?
Yes.
He's If he's cheaper than $10 million.
Alexander Mattison?
Yes.
Yes.
Even if we don't move Dalvin Cook.
If we don't move Dalvin Cook, then no.
Okay. Patrick Peterson.
Yes. He's so cheap.
Irv Smith.
No.
It depends. Are we going to trade TJ Hawkinson?
No. We're going to extend Hawkinson.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, maybe you keep Irv Smith just because he's going to be cheap next year too. And then you can run a really good two tight end set.
He's projected on freaking Pro Track or whatever the hell this is to make $10 million next year.
Oh no, then no, absolutely not. Not at that.
Let somebody else gamble on him.
Yeah.
And then obviously Greg Joseph gets the axe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing though. It's like, what are we going to get to replace him? And it's just going to be a six rounder.
Need a kicker.
Not if we do what I want to do. go for it on two. Go for two all the time. And anytime you're in the middle of the field, just fucking go for it. And if you're in field goal range, you ain't. Right.
Final thoughts on it. I just want to say that I had a blast this last weekend, even though it didn't turn out the way it was.
I had a lot of fun too.
I never laughed so hard in my life.
Oh God, what a great day. What a great way to end the night with Michael sleeping like a baby. That was really nice to see that he took the loss so well. Okay, let's move on to the winning team of Minnesota. The Wild stole one in Washington last night. The defense played incredibly, especially Philip Gustafson, who I believe is taking over the number one goalie spot for the Wild. Three of the four goals scored were by defensemen last night, which is freaking awesome.
That's an awesome sign.
And then Gustafson has 34 saves with two big power play saves. And it's the start of a four-game road trip on the East Coast where I was really scared for a moment after that first period, we got 10 minutes. The way the Capitals just kind of dominated us in that first period, I was really worried about the rest of the East because I just feel like they're just so much better than all of the West. So we got Carolina, Florida, and Tampa Bay coming up. Brad, your thoughts?
I just say stay consistent. Just stay consistent, you know, keep working out the flaws, you know, and if Gustafson's going to be the guy, let's go. Like I like
him so far. He looks very calm back there.
Let's get primed up and let's win a playoff series or two.
That'd be awesome.
Let's not have just a great record. Let's go perform in the playoffs. I mean, now that football's over, I'm going to convert way more of my time to watching.
Strictly. Oh, they are a lot of fun to watch, my friend. Holy cow.
They're the best Minnesota.
They look terrible in the first period, and then they come out in the second, and they outscored the Capitals 3-0 in the second period. And it's just like, where did that come from? They didn't look like that team in the first period. What happened? And I don't know if it's coaching staff or these guys. I think it's just these guys. They know when they come out with sad legs or lazy legs, and they're just like, okay, let's fucking turn up the energy. And they start throwing their weight around. And I like that about this team, too. We've got Reeves, that fourth line. Holy shit. We got a line that hardly gives up any goals whatsoever. And it doesn't matter if they're going up against the first line. And that's a beautiful thing to have. Mike, any thoughts?
I liked what you said about coaching. I think the first period of the game was rather fucking boring. Yeah. But, Boy Spurgeon coming through. He fucking hit that fucker hard. No, they're fun to watch, but sorry to fucking bring it back to goddamn football again. But the coaching analogy is the best where it's like fucking second quarter goes through and you're just like, put a fucking spy on Jones. Stop the fucking quarterback from rushing.
Yeah.
We don't change anything. But
nothing.
So yes, it is nice watching a team that evolves in a game.
You're right.
Even in the
intermission
of the first period,
adjustments are fantastic. Shot
like fucking 4-1, and it's like a whole new team comes out in the second period,
right?
And it's like one of those like almost gift games, and you're like, "That's awesome!"
Yeah,
we can flip the script. So no, I share the enthusiasm with this team. I don't know how far they'll go in the playoffs, but
hey, if we get one playoff win, you know, or one playoff series win, I'll be happy. That'll be
I agree.
And that's what we want out of the Twins as well. Mike, give us your Twins update.
Just a fucking win by the Twins would be fun.
They're 0-18 since 2004.
I think if we don't make any moves today, we need to pray to God that either Molly or Gray turns into something better than Pavano, or it's going to be another one of those series. I see.
And Pavano was pretty good. He won a playoff game, I'm pretty sure.
No, I know, but that's the best comparison. Yeah. That's what our team is made up of, Pavanos again.
That's why Pablo Lopez for Luis Arias is getting so much traction.
That's another Pavano, though.
Pavano have our last playoff win?
He might. Look that up. Somebody look
Pavano
that
didn't
up.
No, we watched. We're at that game. They lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That series, I think they had 90, yeah. 90 or 91.
That doesn't mean he wasn't the last one to win one, though, either. Okay. But, yeah. Anything else on the Twins, Mike?
No, the future's bright. I hope we keep
agreed.
Hope we keep Lewis and Lee. I just want to see the next 2 to 3 years having
Lewis, Buxton, Lee, Correa, and Buxton.
Correa, Lewis, Lee, Miranda on the field at the same time. And if my boy Kirilov can, if his wrist can stay true.
Problem is, we're just talking about position players, and those guys don't throw the ball.
No, I get that.
Except
I get
to other position
the future's bright for the Twins.
All right, let's talk a little about the Australian Open. The weather has been shit. I usually watch this tournament every year, if you don't know, like overnight. Sometimes I take time off work in order to do so. Sometimes I'm unemployed, so I can do so. But I haven't been able to do so the last couple of days because there was 98-degree weather on Monday, which had all outdoor matches suspended, and then the rain flooded courts on Tuesday and suspended play again. So watching this thing's just been a goddamn nightmare. The result has been watching ESPN Plus feeds showing empty courts, either full of rain or just with nobody in the stands. Another big downfall of the Australian Open this year, there's no Nick Kyrgios, but his doubles partner, Thanasi Kokkinakis, my favorite name in tennis, and probably in sports, will play with Andy Murray around 2 a.m. tonight. This is Wednesday night, Wrestling Wednesday. And that should be fun because Andy Murray's really good, but I don't even know if that doubles team is as good as it was with Nick Kyrgios on it. So that's, I think, the second best doubles team in all of the ATP. The WTA had some pretty good fireworks yesterday. 18-year-old qualifier Diana Schneider pushed sixth-ranked Maria Sakkari to the limit. Schneider plays my kind of game. She hits flat, fast winners on every shot at nasty angles and takes all the chances. She's a lot of fun to watch. I can't wait for her to become the next Leila Fernandez.
Who plays my kind of game then?
Nobody in the WTA or ATP plays your kind of game, Mike. Okay.
All right.
The lob game. We got to go back to like the 70s to find somebody who plays your game. Okay. Leila Fernandez got out of the first round for the first time with ease. That's good. That's just awesome. Cause I love her. She's fun to watch. She's got great. I mean, her mental ability on the court. Just, I can't keep that calm, but she seems to do it just so easily. Anz Jabeur is still around. She'll play at 2 a.m. tonight. And Rafael Nadal is not around. He got injured yesterday and lost. So, I mean, Novak Djokovic was probably the favorite on the men's side to begin with. He'll play at 2 a.m. tonight. That's Thursday, 2 a.m. Central Time. Any thoughts on the state of tennis, boys? We got 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Like, for me, I just – you got me hooked on Nick
Camilo. Like, oh, Nick Kyrgios? Yeah, it's hard not to love that guy.
He's not in it. So, like, honestly, I didn't even know what was going on until you told me yesterday.
But now you're women. Hooked on Camilla Giorgi. Yeah.
Yes. So I will be tuning in.
Mike?
Yeah. Mike doesn't give a shit.
I don't really care. I just find it funny that global warming. I can't even fucking say the word anymore. It's been so long. It's been around. Is ruining sports.
It's what you're doing to contribute to global warming by smoking those cigarettes, Mike.
No, I don't have a window open, so I'm keeping it all contained in the house.
On the same day all this shit was happening, Greta Thunberg was getting arrested for protesting coal. Anyway, there's an AEW show tonight. It's called AEW Dynamite. It's the best wrestling show on the planet. Jake Hager and Ricky Starks are going at it. Jake Hager really likes that hat. This is probably all going to be over by the time that you get to it, so maybe I should just tell you who's going to win. Ricky Starks is going to win. Willow Nightingale versus Tony Storm. I'm going to be on Team Willow, but Tony Storm's going to win. Brad's right about that. Yes. Brian Danielson versus Bandito. This is going to be a great match. This might be the best match of the night.
It might be the best match of the year.
I don't know about that.
No.
But Brian Danielson is the best technical wrestler.
He will win.
And Bandido is so fun to watch. So Danielson has to win in order to challenge MGF for the AEW Heavyweight Championship.
Hey, and Tony, yeah. Give me 20 seconds at the end. So let me know when we got it.
Okay. Orange Cassidy versus Jay Lethal for the AEW All Atlantic Championship. You got to give the people what they want. Orange Cassidy's going to win that match. And then in the main event, some Minnesota sports talk for you, Michael. Minneapolis's own Top Flight in the main event versus the Young Bucks, two-thirds of the AEW Trios Champions. Is this the big match the Martins finally win? I sure hope so, and it sure seems like the rumors online seem to think also. Mike, go ahead. You got 1 minute.
I've got nothing to – I'll defer my time to
Brad. Okay,
Brothers.
Brad,
like
you've
Congress.
Got a minute 15.
Have you guys looked – you guys haven't looked up what we just talked about, the Twins' last winning pitcher, have you?
Oh, no. Give it to
us. Okay, so you can – I will give you guys each 10 seconds to guess this without cheating and looking this shit up.
In the playoffs?
It would have been 2002. Johan Santana.
Jack Morris, 1991.
Anthony? You are right. It was Johan Santana, game one, the 2004 ALDS.
Yeah, and then we didn't win a game ever again.
We haven't had a pitcher like him ever since.
Why extend him? Why extend him? Why spend money
right?
on something
He only
like
went
Santana.
On to win another Cy Young, right? And he had a no-hitter with the Mets at, like, damn near 40. Yeah, he was pretty good. All right.
How about training for Chris Sale?
No. No, thank you. I'd rather have Pablo Lopez. Actually, I would like the other guy. Okay, thank you for joining us at Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. Follow us on TikTok at Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. And you can find all of our notes at foulplayplay.com.
Fucking ridiculous!
And Brad is...